Is it hard to believe that it's already year three for you as a coach at the University of Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gone by in a flash for sure. And it's funny you say that because I was talking to Christian Scott in the cage a couple days ago, and he was just talking about, like, man, it kind of felt like I was just on my official, or we were just in Hoover, or, you know, playing in our regional for the first time in a long time. But I think it's really you look at from the top down how Coach Vitello does it every day, is everyone's kind of really present moment and focusing on each day. And we believe if you do that over a long period of time, when you look up, we'll be somewhere we want to be.
What stands out to you about last year? The program needed a strong finish, put it together. Players went on one heck of a run and made it to the regional final in the NCAA tournament. First tournament appearance for this program in 14 years.
Yeah, I think just breaking through, and I heard Coach V say some things the other day to the media, and it's only normal in human nature for those guys to kind of doubt it at some point. But I think the system that Coach V brings, and then obviously what Coach Kivett brings to the table, and Coach Anderson's resume speaks for itself. I think now those guys really believe that, hey, as we continue to get better players in this building, if we stay with this system, you know, we'll continue to climb that ladder each and every year.
There is a lot that has to be replaced from last year, especially when you look at what Andre Lipsius meant to the team defensively, offensively, and then you had some guys that really came through in key moments, Ricky Martinez, and I think it's a total of four spots in the lineup that do need to be filled. But I'm just wondering, from your vantage point, how is this team in position to fill those spots?
I just think it's a great year for opportunity for everybody, for the young guys, for the junior college guys that have come in, and then, you know, the thing with losing guys like Garrett Stallings and Andre Lipsius is we realize you're not going to replace that just because of what they bring off the field and in the locker room. But, you know, you kind of add some junior college guys who are true blue-collar kids and are not scared. I think that's a good place to start on the pitching side. And then, you know, another year for those younger guys with Coach A, they've all made a jump collectively across the board. And I think offensively it's a more dynamic group. I think we have sneaky power, but the cool thing for us as a staff is we got guys competing right now trying to win jobs for this weekend, and that's not going to stop when we get to, you know, through this first game weekend, but it'll continue. But the competition will make guys better, and I think the competition is as good as it's ever been in our locker room. So looking forward to seeing what comes out on the other side of all that competing.
It wasn't that long ago you were in these very same footsteps. And what does it mean to an individual to go out, have a really good summer, to see that the number of at-bats they get increased, to come through in key moments? When you look at, say, a young man like Trey Lipscomb, I mean, he has the potential to slide into that third base spot and bring a lot of pop to the lineup. What's it like for him going into another year knowing that he has shown himself he can succeed at the plate?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing summer ball does is obviously it's not as intense as playing in the SEC. They get away from home, and what Coach Kivett does a phenomenal job of doing is putting guys together in pairs so they're not kind of sent off by themselves. But I think the biggest thing it does on the offensive side is allows you to try things that you don't necessarily have the luxury to do in the middle of an SEC game, whether it be, you know, two-strike approach or different thing with your rhythm or things that hitters work through on a normal basis. And I think allowing those guys to kind of make those changes helps get a better version of themselves. And I think that's what you'll see across the board with our offense this year.
How much does that jump out to you when you're working with them in the cage or wherever, that Christian Scott goes off and has a very productive summer, Trey does as well, but what's it like when they come back and you see the advancements that they made?
Well, I just think that it's a confidence thing too. Just the jump from freshman to sophomore year is massive. And I think a part of that is, you know, summer ball and getting to try some things. But, you know, we encourage those guys to talk to other players and say, hey, what do you like that you guys do? What do you not like? And, you know, we tell them by the time they're getting older, we want us to kind of just be standing around ready to give high fives when they're around in third base or send them home. So I think, guys, we talk about personal hitting plans and their mentality in the box and how Zach Daniels is going to be different than Trey Lipscomb, and Trey Lipscomb is going to be different even than Drew Gilbert or a freshman. So helping those guys, you know, continue to push the envelope, not be comfortable, and understand that this is a constant challenge, a game of adjustments, and making those adjustments will give us better success collectively as a group.
What was it like to see Alaric come in and produce the way he did last year?
I think collectively, Coach V, you know, he was around when, you know, I was there for his official visit when I was a volunteer at Arkansas, and everyone knew he was the greatest hitter in the state of Texas. And, you know, when I first got the job over here, you know, kind of saw him out on the road playing down in Atlanta. And it's just special bat speed. And the biggest thing for him is he doesn't necessarily chase bad pitches against premium stuff. So usually when the stuff ticks up, guys, you know, have to fight the battle of more effort, swinging harder, expanding the zone, which ultimately makes the job easier for the pitcher. But he doesn't do that. And he's a guy that he's blessed from the man upstairs. I mean, he just wakes up and rakes. I think that's going to be a theme for him, not only here this last year, but into his pro career as well.
Is it much of a challenge that last year he makes the splash that he does and he earns all conference honors and he has an outstanding campaign? And of course, Andre makes the move on to pro ball and doing great things with the Tigers organization. So there's Alaric Solari, preseason All-American, preseason first-team All-SEC. Is there any different feel to a season when you've got that kind of a spotlight on you?
Yeah, just to be honest, there's got to be. You know, the coach speak or whatever is like, no, same year, you know, same game. But I think Alaric has that quiet confidence. And then obviously not having Andre in front of him or behind him will make a difference. But, you know, we've added a couple guys. We've been lucky with the draft where you have – where just first comes to mind is Jordan Beck. He's been as special as I've seen here in this spring as any freshman I've ever been around swinging the bat. And now he's still got to prove it when the lights come on. But, you know, you get Luke Lipschitz back and then another year older Zach Daniels. And you got some more pieces around him that can really drive the ball. So, again, the biggest thing with him is just we want him to recognize that you don't need to be any more, any less than last year. Just do what you do. And he's put himself in a position to have success. And I think we'll have guys around him that'll continue to allow him to just go out there and play.
What did you do when it came to having to adjust to other teams adjusting to you?
Are you talking about when I was a player?
Yes.
Yeah, I just think it's having conviction in your thoughts, and I learned that from Coach Vitello. I think when you're tentative in the box, you're beat, period. And the stuff is so good in this league, you have to have conviction, whether it be what you're trying to do, what pitch you're hunting, but then really being able to step out of the emotional element and say, okay, this may be the pitch I want to hit, but this is the pitch he's probably going to throw. And to be able to have that wherewithal and make, you know, decisions with authority and stick to them is much easier said than done in the box, under the lights, in front of, you know, 5,000-10,000 people, whatever it may be. So that's something we've tried to relay to our guys is, hey, just stick to your approach, and over the course of a season, you're going to get, you know, what you need on the column of swinging the bat. So that's one thing, you know, we encourage them to stick to it. If you get beat sometimes, hey, it's going to happen. But over the long run, when we need it to be done for the team, it'll get done over the course of time.
Tennessee was able to utilize a lot of speed last year, and starting with Jay Charleston, Justin Ammons, and they're now in pro ball. Coach B talked about how he thinks that there's going to be perhaps a team collective that can even exceed last year's contributions when it comes to stolen bases. As the third base coach, how important is that facet of Tennessee's offense, and who are some of the players that you really like perhaps stepping up in those roles?
Sure. Well, I think it can change the game, especially with how thin the margin of error is in the SEC. And the best example I have for you just from the other day is you have Wallace and Leith going at it, who both have Friday night stuff in this league. And we scored three runs in the first two innings on both of them, and it was collectively from stealing bases or moving up. So I think it's just having our guys understand, you know, we have T-shirts made. People will see them. It says On the Hunt. And, you know, maybe cheesy, but our guys believe in it. So we take pride in stealing bases, but, you know, we don't want to get thrown out either. But so the mentality is we're always hunting for the next base. And, you know, I think Max Ferguson sticks out. I think he's, you know, sky's the limit for him. He, obviously, top-end speed, you're not going to find many guys like Jay Charleston, but instincts, he's as good or better as Jay. And you know, just other guys. I mean, Trey can run a little bit. Aller can run. And I don't want to give away all the secrets right here. But I think we'll be able to manipulate the baseball how we want. And then I think guys are just being aggressive on the bases. You'll see that plenty this year.
You mentioned Jordan Beck. Who are some of the other newcomers that have shown you something since they arrived? And it's also got to be very interesting from your perspective for the fact that you do such a great job heading up Tennessee's recruiting. You've seen all of these guys that attracted you to throw out an offer, and Tennessee, they come to Tennessee. So what's it like when the hard work starts and you see them start to show you in the orange and white that they can get the job done?
Yeah, it's kind of a cool deal. And then really, this place is such a special place. You know, I'm not going to take credit for recruiting, and I think we have – the best coach in the SEC running the show, and Coach V, and then Coach Anderson. You ask anybody I see on the road, everyone's got a story about Frank and how he did this and that or changed this guy. And Schultz is the most recent example. So, you know, they do a great job of getting these guys in the building. But, you know, the young guys, Drew Gilbert was a huge one. You know, it was kind of a weird deal where, you know, coaching changed and all of a sudden the door opens back up and, you know, we're all out on the road and all of a sudden scrambled to get back here. And it was kind of chaos there for a little bit. But He's a guy that, you know, has that, again, it's a different demeanor than the older guys who have been here, but what he brings to the table on the field is incredibly valuable. But the crazy thing is it's not nearly as valuable as what he brings to the locker room, his energy every day. The guys absolutely love him. He's in the middle of the mix, and, you know, he's a guy that is going to compete at the highest level. And, you know, playing for Coach Vitello, that's one of his biggest things. So I'm excited to see him. And then on the pitching side, I mean, those junior college guys, we didn't think so we're going to show up, to be honest, just because the stuff was so good and they were better kids. And I think Jackson Lee stands out there. He's kind of made a jump, and he's been a guy that's constantly been pushing the envelope and making guys around him a little bit better. But, you know, I think, again, it's just a more athletic group with good personalities that love to work. And you throw that together and leading on from listening to Coach V and following his direction, you know, that's how we want it to be around here.
I know that the catchers have a warm spot in your heart. What do you think in terms of that unit for this team this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a special group. I mean, Landon has the kind of it's a steady Eddie mentality, and we've kind of tried to push him like, hey, man, you need to push that envelope a little bit. So he's been fantastic throwing the ball. He's made some strides there. And I think that's just, you know, throwing program and a little bit more sense of urgency. But as far as catching the ball and keeping in front, he's as good as anybody in the league. And, you know, he saved some games last year. Florida comes to mind. There was a 101-mile-an-hour pitch from Schultz sprayed over his head with the guy on third and somehow catches it and blocking crazy pitches. And then you got Pav, of course, who is a major league talent, very special arm strength, is really, really settled into kind of this sophomore year, which is, it's been a really cool thing to see because he can really, really receive, can throw with as good as anybody I've ever seen. And then offensively, he started to make some strides too. But the biggest thing with him is kind of taking more ownership. You know, if a guy goes a 2-0 count after two quick outs, you know, he's not going to sit back there and just call the next pitch. He's going to go out there and, you know, have the pitcher give him some encouragement to get ready to go. And then, you know, Pete's gotten better too. He's that great third option. He's made some adjustments with his stance, and he's a guy that's done everything we've asked him to do. So I think it's, you know, it's a very competitive group, but they also, like, are so friendly too. Sometimes I'm like, hey, you guys are fighting for each other's jobs here, but it's just a unique, incredible makeup where those guys work hard together, want the others to succeed, and all three of them are capable of doing it at a high level.
That was roster expansion in the Elander household. How different is it going into this season as a proud papa?
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I just, you know, a new addition means I'm moving further down the depth chart, so I'm now at the bottom, but that's okay. And, you know, my wife has been incredible with, it was crazy because the recruiting got condensed this year. So you have a month to cover all the high school recruiting, junior college recruiting, start of fall practice and your fall game. So she's amazing. And she allows me to be able to go out and maybe see a Jackson Leith on a Tuesday or go see a Jordan Beck on a Thursday night. And, you know, I'm forever grateful. And it makes me a little more excited each day to go home to see those two, no doubt.
Well, what has that been like? Just, still, I guess, technically newborn, but you're going through this first year. What has it been like? And is she getting a full night's sleep?
Yeah, no, we were kind of, you know, the first, you know, month or two, I mean, that was chaos. That's the only way to describe it. But it's crazy. We have all these gadgets that measure heart rate and cameras and all this stuff. But my wife is, she's a natural mom and incredible with her. And she's, it's really cool to go home every night, and you can't beat the feeling of walking in and Alex, our baby girl, smiling. You know, when I get to see her, it kind of melts my heart every day. But, you know, it's been a blessing, and I'm just so thankful that she's healthy, mama's happy, and the balls are in a good position to get rolling this spring.
Well, it all gets going this week. It's great to have you with the program for a third year. Best of luck to you, third base, and everything regarding the Vols. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Go Vols.